The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
September 23rd, I cannot tell you where this podcast will be, but as it stands, I can tell you where it will not be, and that is Spotify.
Joe Budden is walking away from his exclusive Spotify deal, announcing that in his latest episode. In a 114-minute segment, he complains variously that he's been pillaged by the company, that he didn't like the host-read advertising and refused to do any, that he wasn't paid a bonus that he believed he was entitled to, that he wasn't allowed any vacation, and that Bill Simmons called him to question why he'd taken time off when his father was ill. We've a rough machine transcript of his comments. Billboard reports that Budden was offered a significantly larger deal by Spotify, which he declined. The IAB Tech Lab has released a guidance notice about Apple Watches, resulting in inflated podcast numbers. We reported this behaviour on June the 12th. Any downloads to the Apple Watch will, quote, no longer be counted towards any totals reported for the podcast industry from October the 1st. Legitimate downloads from Outcast, an Apple Watch app, may now be invisible to podcast hosts. NBC Universal spent $822,000 on podcast advertising in July, says Magellan AI. The company was promoting their new Peacock streaming service. iHeartMedia has signed an agreement with US sportscaster Dan Patrick for a slate of shows on the Dan Patrick Podcast Network. Ashley Graham is launching an Instagram live series all about podcasts, reports Marie Claire. If you produce an Arabic podcast, Dubai-based Finyal Media is running a talent hunt to join their network. And yesterday we said that the first podcast sponsorship from Chevrolet was with Blue Wire Media. It wasn't, though it's a good client to have. We link to a sponsored podcast from Chevrolet from April 2016 today. And we're sorry for getting that wrong. And thank you to Ample, creating productions for companies that audiences love, for becoming our latest supporter. They're based in Sydney in New South Wales in Australia, and they've helped us spend far too long on Joe Budden's show today. You could be like them at podnews.net/support. And in podcast news, PBS's science series Nova has a new podcast, Nova Now, which launches today. The first episode has an in-depth examination of the technology and systems behind mail-in voting ahead of the 2020 election in the US. Also from WGBH, All Revved Up, where faith intersects politics and culture. That's back for a new season. The first episode is with Kamala Harris as the first black woman on a presidential ticket. On the Mic, a podcast about the business of podcasting and audio advertising from Ad Results Media, is in the middle of a three-part series about women in podcasting. The hosts of Lady Gang are in the latest episode. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.